Despite a few weather hiccups after opening last month, golf courses in Okotoks and surrounding region are happy to be welcoming back players as a new season is now upon us. Darcy Ranch Golf Club Tim Watt, Vice President General Manager and CPGA Professional at Darcy Ranch Golf Club, said the course came through winter in great condition and opened April 22, a couple of days later than a typical year. It was a little browner than normal because the snow stuck around a little longer, but it's greened up now, Watt said of the course in the northwest corner of town. He said it's been a cold spring, especially at night, thus far, so the course has experienced some frost delays that it typically wouldn't encounter, but other than that, conditions have been great. Watt said the golf club's leagues are filled up and very active, and it's seeing a modest increase in tournaments. He's pleased to see the parent junior green fee deal has been expanded from Sundays to every evening in an effort to get more young people involved in golf. Introduced last year, it allows a junior to play for free when a parent pays for 9 holes. Last year it was very popular, Watt said. We haven't been that busy with it yet, but I think that's the weather. Darcy Ranch can be played from 5 tee boxes that range from less than 4,400 to more than 6,900 yards. Adult green fees are $85 weekdays and $95 weekends. Crystal Ridge Golf Club Gary Cook, general manager of Crystal Ridge Golf Club, said work done at the end of last year, including redoing bunkers and efforts to limit winter kill, has allowed the 9-hole course in the heart of town to open in better shape this year. Cook said the golf club has hired a new superintendent and has given him the budget and personnel to improve conditions, which took a hit due to last year's unusually hot summer. He said the biggest challenge at the moment is the fact about 40 deer have made their home on the golf course. Renovations were made to the clubhouse over winter and the course is anticipated to undergo some modifications in conjunction with a housing development on an adjacent parcel of land, but none of that will take place this year. The course has introduced 20-pack golf passes, including one with a cart option, that provide players with reduced green fees. The 18-hole mini golf course is open and Williams Ridge House, the club's restaurant, is back to welcoming all functions after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions. Adult green fees are $33 weekdays and $37 weekends. Turner Valley Golf Club J.D. Skeller, general manager and executive professional at Turner Valley Golf Club, said the 18-hole layout is in decent spring shape as it embarks on a new season. Turner Valley opened April 23, but like elsewhere, has endured some spring weather that hasn't been conducive to golf. If you don't mind playing through ice pellets and the occasional snowstorm, it's been all good, Skeller joked about recent inclement weather. He said the course has rebuilt its third green so it's currently closed, but it's anticipated to open in about a month. The course is happy to be able to reintroduce club tournaments like its Senior Open and Ladies 2 Ball, which have been on hiatus for a couple of years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Skeller said although the pandemic was a boon to golf in general, it did have its drawbacks. It's been nice to see everybody's face without masks and all that stuff, he said. The 6,800-yard Turner Valley Golf Club features the Diamond 9, front, and Valley 9, back, both of which offer views of the Rocky Mountains. Adult green fees are $58 weekdays and $72 weekends. River's Edge Golf Club after a couple of openings and closings due to weather last month, River's Edge has greened up and is in good spring condition. The club, which has leagues for men, women, juniors, seniors and mixed, will also play host to a number of special events this season that are open to both members and guests. According to its website, the 18-hole course is built over 3 distinct elevations, providing scenic views from the top of cliff vistas, a 360-degree island green and holes carved out of the Sheep River Valley. River's Edge has hosted many professional and amateur events from the APGA and Alberta Golf Association. The course also features a grass tee driving range, practice area and 4 simulators. Adult green fees are $49 weekdays and $59 weekends.